Welcome everyone to iloverealestate.tv. It's Dimpna here. Great to be talking to everybody again. Today I want to talk to you about a little bit about taking action and, you know, about where your goals are heading and really how to get there. And I thought the best way to do that is actually introduce you to one of my key trainers. He's somebody that has been with me for a little while now. And he's been part of the I Love Real Estate community. And he's really stepped up and started to help a lot of other people to achieve their goals and dreams as well. He's someone who has gone out and he's gone from the corporate world where, you know, I guess anyone who's been in the corporate world understands all the pressures and stresses and all of that, the things that being in that corporate world really means, to being able to step out of that and really be able to, support himself and you know, live a completely different lifestyle. And better than that even, he's now been able to step up and help others to actually get out there and achieve their goals and make those kind of things happen for themselves as well. So without me carrying on too much about this amazing person I'm going to introduce you to, let's introduce him now. His name's Brad Cassidy. Are you there, Brad?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Dimpna. How are you?
Hey, very good. Thanks for coming on and sharing your wealth of knowledge with everybody who's out there listening.
Yeah, no worries. My absolute pleasure.
Now, Brad, let's step back because, you've come from a very interesting background. You kind of went from tradie into the corporate world and into project management and, some pretty high-level positions in the corporate field. Tell us a little bit about that kind of transition and that kind of life that you led and what it meant to you, particularly towards the end.
No problem. At the start, electrician by trade, so started off as an electrician, and then just through process of different opportunities that came up and I took them, ended up into different facets of the business. One went into a business improvement type role, and then all the way up into a strategic planning and management in the corporate world. So that was a very interesting transition, like going from on the ground tools sort of into office type behind computer, that type of world. So it was definitely a transition. But the biggest thing I felt was really like when I went into that position, I felt like, to me, it was like they call it the golden handcuffs. It's like you're tied to a very stressful job, very stressful role, and you have all these outcomes, and you really don't have a life. Mm. You really don't have time. They sort of expect you to work not only the normal 9 to 5. I wish it was 9 to 5. It was more like you work till what needed to be done got completed, which meant there was many nights I remember I was in the office till 1 a.m., 2 a.m. in the morning just to finalise, presentations, reports and so forth to send up through to corporate. So, yeah, so to answer your question, Dimpna, it was really, it got to a stage where I just didn't have a life. I ran out of energy and it just was something had to change.
So for you, that decision, something had to change, you went searching for another way to make those things happen, and you came along to one of my one day training events was when we first met, and you decided that real estate and my way of doing things was the way to make it happen for you.
Absolutely. Look, Dimpna, the whole real estate's always been an interest of mine all the way even back in my electrical days as a sparky, working on houses and stuff and just seeing things happen, I did try to do stuff on my own without any education and, even working up into the corporate world. When I knew something had to change from a time point of view, also something had to change from the way I invested, because I invested myself into a really big problem until I went to your one-day event. And when I heard you speak and how your system and using the quadrant and understanding, this whole new, at the time when I went to your one-day event, no one was speaking about positive cash flow property. Nobody.
It's probably still not a lot out there at the moment either. Not the way I do it anyway.
No, not the way you do it. And to to me, it was music to my ears because I felt the pain. I was in pain, not only from a time point of view, but from a negative cash flow point of view. So there was a lot of things happening in my life at the time that when I went and saw you speak and heard this information, just things inside me clicked, and it was just, I knew I had to keep working with you to move forward.
So let's go back to that time because, you know, you had been investing in real estate, albeit what I would say the wrong way, but but was more the traditional way that most people get out there and invest, you know, buying the wrong kind of properties, in my opinion, and with negative cash flow that was, you know, everybody says, oh, get out there and buy a property that loses your money so you can claim it against your tax so you don't have to pay as much tax. And it's a big trap, particularly for people who are coming from, you know, a high-level job and pay bracket like you were, and having to sustain such a negative cash flow all the time. I mean, even though you didn't have kids to support and things like that, it's still a big financial drain, that responsibility. You have to get out of bed and work a certain amount of your week just to be able to afford the negative cash flow on those properties.
Absolutely. It was, you know, like, you're dead right there, Dimna. It was all about I had to. The choice, I did not have a choice. Mm. I had to work to get that just to pay off the repayments in the hope that one day all of this was going to be beautifully grow and I'm just going to be this wealthy multimillionaire property investor using natural growth, which obviously it didn't happen for me at that point in time. So it was definitely a very stressful situation, and the traditional way of investing, the way I invested, the way I was told to invest by my accountant at the time, you know, was you know, oh, Brad, you need to be saving tax, you know, and that is like, you know, going out there to buy an investment for the purpose of losing money is probably got to, now that I know all this information, being mentored and taught by yourself and the I Love Real Estate community, is just one of the most ridiculous things that you could do is to buy an investment to lose money. So, and I've went through that pain, and I can speak from the pain and experience of what it did to my life. So there's definitely better ways out there.
And even your choice of properties. I mean, you went down the traditional road of being talked into a certain style of property, which, in my terminology, it's, you know, you bought an end of the line product, which where you bought the developer's profit. You had nowhere to go with it at all, other than hopefully natural growth. But you know, encompassing all of that, a lot of people, I can't remember whether yours specifically were like this or not, but they buy off marketeers typically, who mark up the price some $40,000 to sometimes even $80,000 in marketing fees. Now, what that means is that, you know, as soon as they walk away from the marketing dollars and the marketing dollars move on to the next project, those properties drop in value by that much. Now, that's a lot to make up in the market, just in natural growth, to be able to kind of even get back to what you paid for the thing.
Absolutely, and yeah, you're dead right. That was, you know, the first type of properties that I bought were, you know, just not knowing who to listen to, you know, and being sort of uneducated, you know, and being sucked into the hype of, you know, the people saying, you know, this is the type of property you need to be buying, et cetera, et cetera.
Growth area, all the rest of it.
Exactly, and I couldn't agree with you more. That's exactly what happened for me. Once I bought the property, you know, I was told, you know, don't worry, it's going to grow over time and many years to come. It'll be worth a lot more, but that's okay. But it really set me backwards because of all of the negative equity position that it put me in that time. So for me to go out and make things happen and create other opportunities made it more challenging.
See, from memory, and I'm just going off the top of my head here, you were something like 32,000 negative cash flow and 40-odd grand upside down. So when you added up the values of your property and you added up your loans, your loans were worth more than the values of your property. Was that right?
Yeah, I wish it was only 40,000. Oh.
What was it? What were the figures?
The figures, I was negative $32,000 cash flow at the time of where, you know, everything really just really...
the pain started to hurt.
It fell apart. So much negative cash flow. So just trying to keep things going, and I had to, you know, force sell down some properties, and it wasn't 40,000. It was 170 $1,000 in negative equity position that just through to, you know, overdrafts, line of credits, line of credit cards, just to try to keep things paid off with that strategy.
Yeah. So obviously you are coming from a pretty weak scenario when really you shouldn't have been, because you're on good income. And, you know, you'd been in positions where you were able to make those investments. If they'd just been channeled in the right way and investing to the real estate quadrant, you would have been in a totally different scenario.
Yeah. Look, absolutely. No question whatsoever. Just in, for me, from what's changed just in the last four and a half years of working with you and what I've been able to turn around, I know that if I had this information back then, you know, it's all well and good in hindsight, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm just glad I've met you, Dimner, and been able to change things around, because, yeah, you know, I was looking down a line of, okay, I'm going to be working in a high-level stressful role for at least another 40 years just to pay off the debt that I've currently got, because I didn't know there was any other way out. I didn't have the knowledge or the support to show me that there is another way. Even though I was in that position, there still is a way.
Yeah.
And so that was where I was at that point in time. I was saying to myself, well, this is what I've got to do now. I've just got to keep working and keep trying to get promotion after promotion, get higher and higher, to get more stress and more stress, to get more money, so I can pay, and just to pay off the debt and the problem that I was left with.
See,
that was my thinking.
See, that's the treadmill that so many people get on, and not enough people actually step back and look at their lives and say, and is this really the direction I want to take? You know, is this where I want to be? Is this where I want to be heading? And you know, and then possibly change course, because if nothing changes, then nothing changes. You know, you carry on and life goes on, and you know, you can get yourself into some really serious pits of problems without that action. Fortunately, you did take action. Now,
yes.
Let's speak about where you're at now rather than the misery of where you were. you quit work in December, I hear.
I did, yes.
Yay!
I have a choice of, I was able to have the choice of whether I, want to, and today I still have, I had the choice. So, and that's what's been... it's just such an amazing feeling, and having that that freedom of choice of, you know, doing what you just love to do, and being able to do that, being in a position to be able to do what you love to do is an amazing feeling.
So you obviously were able to quit work and have enough passive income now to be able to do the things that you want to do now, because you're only young. you're now being able, because of the passive income you've been able to create and the property portfolio that you've now been able to turn around and put together, you're able to now follow your passion, which is health and fitness. Or at least partially.
I'm definitely passionate about health and fitness, and it's enabled me to really focus a lot more on that and really just have the time. Really, that's all really that. This, when it comes down to it, passive income, that gives you time. That gives you choice, and, I'm able to then buy back my time to then put it into me and put into stuff I love. But I also love helping people. I just generally love, and that's another passion of mine, is helping, I sort of was able to turn my whole situation around with the knowledge and education from yourself and, just for the people that are close around me who have seen the transition of what I was able to do, I've just been able to sort of pass that information on as well, to see them also being able to create the lifestyle of their choice.
And that's great, Brad, because that's what it's all about. It's, get yourself secure, get yourself in a financially secure position, and then be able to pass it on to others, which is something that, I've obviously acknowledged in you, and you've now stepped into a leadership role with the I Love Real Estate community, which is great. So you're actually out there helping other students now to produce the kind of results that you have and, that others have, to replace their income and buy back that time for themselves.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about that, you know, being involved in such a way with this community, because I know that, you know, the I Love Real Estate community is a whole, it's just, it's, you know, you say this a lot, Dibner, I hear you say, you know, having your mates in the market, but it's just such a broad community across Australia of thousands of people, and like being able to keep continually adding back and giving back to the community that helped me so much is I'm just very privileged for that opportunity.
Yeah. And you're doing a great job too. I'd like to acknowledge you publicly on that. You're doing a great job. You're helping some of my high-level students as well as, you know, the students at large with the, yeah, with training and education. I want to talk a little bit more about education because it's something that I have believed very, very strongly in for a long time. And it is the reason I do what I do, because without, you know, without that education, you don't know where to go. You know, there's no one to follow. There's no steps to follow to make it happen. So you kind of, you do a heck of a lot of trial and error, I can tell you. So with the, you know, with an educational base and the knowledge and expertise of those that have gone before you, it's a much easier road for students to be able to get out there and buy back their own time and buy back that passive income to be able to do the things that they love and enjoy and whatever that is for them. So you know, you're obviously a strong supporter in education as well. Do you want to share perhaps some of your thoughts on what you've seen with students and how the education has actually changed their lives around and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to, Dibner. One of the biggest things that I see is I always have this, you know, when you know, working with some of the students, the more knowledge and education, and you can call it competence, that you build, the more confidence that you get to take action and you have that confidence to be able to go in and make that happen and take the action. Because some of the time, and you know, for some people, it's sometimes the fear that may stop them from going ahead. And when you build up that confidence, the competence and the knowledge and the education, what I see most is seeing that person change completely. Their confidence has completely changed and their whole mindset has shifted to, they're getting out there and they're completely making things happen. They're taking action because they feel a lot more confident and, you know, because they know what they're looking at, they know what they need to do, they know how to set up the next property and what, you know, not just the next property, what's my sort of game plan and having a plan to work towards. With all this education in the real estate quadrant, that all that enables, you know, that whole confidence loop. And I really see that grow and evolve with students who first come in. They may be a little bit like, I'm not sure, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not really too confident about what I'm going to be doing and what's next. And then after, you know, after a period of time of learning this information, yeah, they're a completely different person. Yeah. They're just out there saying, you know, I found this deal, I've looked this, and this is this much profit. And it's just, it's a great thing to see.
And even, you know, you touched on a little bit there about the real estate quadrant and how that leads to the ability to be able to do things like proper feasibility studies and reverse feasibility studies and, you know, being able to put together your strategic plan. I encourage, but I actually insist on all of my students, you know, doing a two-year plan, because in 2 years you can really map out reasonably accurately what your investing career is going to be, what kind of properties, what kind of deals, where they're going to be, what kind of returns, what outcome will it give you, how does that rebound you into the next deal, all of that kind of stuff, which strategic planning is, I mean, you know, you in the corporate world have experienced to a much greater scale, but it's very different when you start dealing with individual situations and what's my next step, you know, what is that next deal, where am I going to find it, what's it going to look like, what kind of deal do I have to do. They're really basic questions, but they're really important questions, because that will form your whole path, and without strategic planning it just doesn't happen. You know, there's not a company, there's not a successful business in the world that doesn't do strategic planning. And, I mean, you've been very integral in that in the corporate world as being part of that. Do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, you've touched on a lot of the main points there, Dipna, and it's you know, it's so important having a plan to work towards, and it's really coming down to being clear, very clear about what your outcome is, and starting from that point, saying, okay, so really, what do you want?
Yeah.
What is your outcome? You know, specifically getting down to, you know, like anyone can say, I want financial freedom, but what does that mean? Mm. Like, you know, financial freedom, like, what does that mean? $500 a week? You know, what, you know, this is the thing, this is where it's important that working towards a plan, knowing your outcome, so then you know, okay, let's work backwards from my outcome, like what your peg in the sand journal is all about, you know, which is why I love that journal as well. It gets you clarity about where you want to go and what you want to do and why. And there are really important things to have in a whole strategic plan. So, you know, that peg in the sand, you know, this is my peg in the sand, this is what I'm working towards. And then from that point, you can develop a plan to hit that, because, you know, clarity is power. Clarity is power. So it's like once we understand and get in, it's something that is so important, but I think is one of the most least things that are given attention to when, you know, people are out there wanting to hit their goals and investment and financial goals. And not giving it as much attention, enough attention.
Yeah. It's got to be something as part of your everyday life. You know, it's got to be who you are. It's got to be what you eat, breathe, talk, you know. It's got to be you.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's got to be you, and it's got to be your goals, your outcomes, and being very clear about it. And then from that point, things just become a lot clearer and a lot easier to sort of navigate through. Okay, I know what type of deal I need to do next. Yep. And then you can move forward from there.
And one of the things that I'm very proud of in the I Love Real Estate community is the, you know, the professional team that supports all of the students, from the coaches right through to, you know, the trainers like yourself and, you know, all of the professionals, the accountants, the lawyers, the financial planners, the mortgage strategists. You know, one of the things that I've instituted over the years is having everybody's individual situation analysed by one of the financial strategists and giving some direction as to what kind of deal needs to be done next, what kind of price point it needs to be at, what kind of strategy needs to be implemented to get them to the next stage. Now, that's on a one-on-one basis for every single person, but it's something that I think really should be done probably every 6 or 12 months and refresh that and really get to a point where you can, it's a rolling two-year plan that just flows out. And that is that strategic planning model that, well, having come from the corporate world myself way back when, it's the same thing that all of the big companies do in a, in any successful corporate environment. It's just what I'm doing is saying this is what we need to do at an individual basis to have the same kind of successes. And, yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
It definitely does, yeah. And it definitely creates that pathway for you to work towards, very important, very, very important.
So how have you found the support with the team?
Yeah, really good. What I want to say there is before I met you, that was probably one of the things that really directed me into a lot of trouble, because, you know, I was listening to so-called professionals who were telling me that, who were guiding me into a very seriously dangerous investment strategy, and listening to professionals that weren't really investors themselves or really didn't have an understanding. And, you know, one of the things that I really loved about the community, and I really love about the community, I Love Real Estate community, is that all of your professionals and your team of professionals all understand investing, all understand how to set up successful portfolios. So when you're talking to, you know, the mortgage strategist, you know, you know that they have the view of a whole in property, a property investor's mindset. They're not just looking at, okay, let's look at this one particular property. Let's just try and get whatever loan we can, and then when our job's done.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, with your team, it's a whole holistic view, and that's very good guidance with your team of professionals to help me navigate through, you know.
And that applies at all levels, like the lawyers, the accountants, the strategists, everything, and the financial planners. They've all they're all kind of, like, they've all go to the seminars. They're all doing things themselves. You know, I was talking to one of the accountants the other day about one of her deals, and, you know, it's a great deal, and I don't know, made 90-odd grand and whatever. You know, they're out there in the coalface doing what I'm teaching and what the whole real estate community is about. They're out there doing it as well. So you know, you're not talking to somebody who's just reading out of a textbook, which is the case, unfortunately, in a lot of professions, and it's not any one profession specifically, it's all of them. You know, you've got to, it takes a long time to put together a good team of professionals to help with the whole gambit and understand the whole gambit of investing. Everything from asset protection to tax to you know, the way the loans need to come together.
Oh, look, absolutely. And it was so frustrating back when I was trying to do it all myself, you know.
And you get conflicting opinions.
You get conflicting. And that's exactly what I was just about to say. It was like you get one person saying, you have to do it this way. And then you go and you hear another person say, oh, no, that is completely wrong. And it was just, you know, it was just really frustrating, you know, because, you know, you're leaning on these so-called professionals to guide you, you know, and it's just very frustrating. So that's why when I joined your community, you know, four and a half years ago, you've done all the hard work already. You've put together the team of professionals, and you make sure, like, they all know you and you know them, and you know that they have a understanding of this whole game, because, you know, this property investment world is, you know, you have to have a good team around you. You have to. And
yeah. Some of those guys have been with me for, you know, 19 years. It's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great. Yeah. They're fantastic. They've really helped me out in a lot of situations. And,
well, now you're stepping up and you're helping others out as well, because that is what it's about. It's about passing it on, and it is about the whole community. It's about everybody involved. And I think that's one of the things that everybody needs to understand. There's not one book that you read. There's not one CD that you listen to. There's not one seminar that you go to that's going to completely change everything. It's at ongoing continued education at all levels. And that's where, you know, the I Love Real Estate community really stands apart, because, you know, it's that ongoing continual education that nobody ever gets dropped off. It's not a yearly program or anything like that. You know, if you're part of the community, you can tap into the resources and support and energy of that whole environment for, you know, as long as you choose to.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's another reason why, like, I remember, Dim, I've been to, I think I would have been to about nearly 8 boot camps, 3-day boot camps with you. I just kept going back, and it was just like having that opportunity to just keep coming back in, because, yeah, there is a lot of information, and, yeah, every time I go, absolutely every time, there's something else I pick up, you know, and it's just, you know, you can never learn too much, and I think that's what's great about the community is that it's, you know, it's here, it's not going anywhere, and it's ongoing, and it's just like you're building that community and for, you know, it just to keep growing, and you know, having that pool of people and community to be able to come back in and get that support.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So for you now, your journey has now changed. You're not in the corporate sphere anymore. You're able to have a lot more time on your hands to do whatever you want to do. You're developing in the fitness industry as well as in the educational industry, and you've stepped up and you're leading students now and educating. You're one of my key trainers now with I Love Real Estate. Where's the limit for you? Or not the limit. Where's the future for you? What do you aspire to?
For me, one of the things I'll never stop doing is deals. So I'm constantly in the trenches doing. You know, I love, you know, just after being taught and educated on how to look at those opportunities and put them together. It's just, yeah. So I'll always do deals for as long as, you know, I live. It's just I love doing it. But also, you know, I'm going to really, you know, with the fitness side of things. You know, now that I've got more time into it, I've got a goal to set this year. I'm heading up into a competition to see how things roll out there. That's a bit of a goal of mine, but I'm able to really now focus on.
Yeah, you've got the time to do it.
Yeah, I got the time, and not just the time, but the energy.
Yeah,
you know, and
the money.
Yeah, exactly. The resources to allow me into the time, really. But also, you know, I'm looking forward to building a long-lasting relationship with the I Love Real Estate community and giving back as much as I can for many years to come, and just helping other people realize their lifestyle and getting back their time, and be the best trainer that I can be for all of the community, and just support and grow together.
Well, that's fabulous. And, you know, I really appreciate that, and I know a lot of the students that have already benefited from your experience and wisdom and knowledge have really appreciated as well. So, guys, you know, if you're out there thinking, which way do I go, where does 2015 lead me, what do I need to be doing, you know, tap into the resources is all I can say. We've got, I do one-day events around the country. You can pop into, you know, even if you're an existing student, pop in and come along to one of the one-day events again, you know, and listen to that stuff, because there's, as Brad said, every time you hear things, you're in a different state, you're in a different position, you know, you hear things differently. You always pick things up. Come along to, you know, some of the 3-day events and things that I've got running around the country, and some of the evening events that we've got going around the country, to really tap into as much of the information and resources that we're putting out there. I believe very, very strongly in what the I Love Real Estate community is doing and becoming and growing into. There are thousands of students out there that are doing some amazing things. That, you know, it's really about, you know, life is too short to be doing stuff that you hate doing. Life's too short to be stuck in an environment, in a toxic situation that doesn't let you flourish. And, you know, that goes on and it causes all sorts of health problems and other things, which, you know, I don't get so much into that side of things. But I do know that financial security is one of the things that enables everything else to heal and grow and be bigger and better and more amazing. So, and the road to that is education. The road to that is really understanding where you're at, where you want to go, and what is the strategic plan that you need to implement to make that happen. Because, you know, there's not an accountant, there's not a financial planner, there's not a lawyer, there's not anybody out there that is going to be thinking as much about you and your financial future as you are. And, you know, blindly handing it over to someone who may or may not know what they're doing, I think is ludicrous. You got to step up and take your own responsibility here. Otherwise, you get so busy, caught up like Brad was, and, you know, doing what you're doing, thinking you're doing the right thing, and end up with a swag of properties that are worth less than the loans that are on them, and a negative cash flow that you have to get out of bed every morning to be able, you know, to live, of $32,000 negative cash flow. That's a lot. And I've seen a lot of students that are in worse scenarios. So, look, it's not cool. It's not the done thing. And it's not the way things have to be. And this is where I really encourage you to take back your control. Take back control of where you're at and what you want to do. I will never sell you a property. Real estate, I Love Real Estate community, that's not what we do. You know, I will teach you, I'll show you what you need to do, because the mass marketed stuff is, I think, in most cases, the wrong thing for you. This is a very individual path, which is why the learning has to be very individual. You know, the strategic plan has to be very individual. It's why I get the strategist to sit down with absolutely everybody individually and say, okay, where are you at? Where do you want to head? You know, what kind of things you go through, everything, you know, complete health check on super and insurances and wills and enduring powers of attorney and structures and deals and you know, what's going to get them to where they want to go. That's why the coaches are there at the other end of the phone. It's all the stuff that Brad's tapped into over the years, along with a lot of other students, have tapped into to turn their lives around so that they can sit there like Brad and go, well, hey, I quit work in December. and is now out there giving back and helping and training others. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Brad?
Look, that's, you know, the only thing I could say is that it really doesn't matter where you're starting from. Like, like my position, you know, when I first went to your one-day event, didn't there and listened to you speak, I was in negative 170 and negative equity and negative $32,000 cash flow. So, and I'm still able to turn that around with the education. So really, it doesn't matter where you're starting from. With the right education and taking action and getting the right team of experts and guidance, you can make anything happen for yourself. And I can speak from my experience of what's happened to me over the last 4 years. That's all I really wanted to sort of say is that it really doesn't matter where you're starting from. If you get the right information and education, there's a lot of, it's amazing what can happen in a short period of time.
Well, that's great, Brad, and thank you for your encouragement for everybody. I hope your story inspires people to make the kind of change in their lives as well, as I know it already has. You know, I've spoken to a number of students who say, "Oh, listen to Brad's story, and you know, this is what I've done since, and it's fabulous." And that's what the I Love Real Estate community is about. But you know, being able to tap into like-minded individuals who are positive and proactive and moving forward and making things happen. So thank you very much, Brad, for coming on and sharing your story to everybody. We'll get this out to everyone so that they can start the journey for themselves.
My absolute pleasure, Dimna. Thank you so much. And hopefully I'll see you, everyone out there at one of the events soon.
Very good. Okay, guys, that's it for me for now. So welcome to I Love Real Estate and the community and everything that it means. So thank you, guys. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now. Bye. And thanks, Brad.